The next patient is Maria Hernandez. The last name is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white female that has metabolic syndrome. The patient, among other things, has arterial hypertension that at the present time is under control. She has a BMI that is close to 35 mm. And she has severe hyperlipidemia. She doesn't have diabetes. We are going to request a hemoglobin A1C for the next visit in order to complete the assessment. The patient has a normal kidney function with a serum creatinine of 0.66, a BUN of 15, and an estimated GFR of 93. Doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Excuse me. The patient has trace of proteinuria with a protein creatinine ratio that is 283. The changes that we are going to make, we are going to increase the use of Ozempic in order to help her with the obesity and the whole metabolic syndrome. Could be cardioprotective as well. Following number of hyperlipidemia, the patient hasn't been taking the atorvastatin 20 milligrams on a daily basis for a long period of time. We are going to send the refill to the pharmacy. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP, and she has osteoarthritis associated to the obesity. The recommendations made include the low sodium diet, the fluid restriction, and the plant-based diet. It is extremely important in this particular case. She might be a candidate for the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor. However, I am going to emphasize the weight loss and the blood pressure control. As well as the correction of the hyperlipidemia before we prescribe the medication. Reevaluation in 4 months.